Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on how to receive God's best was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And death and life are in the power of the tongue. And I said, Ralph, I'm going to pray over you. And what I did was cup my hands like this, and I put my mouth down to his chest. And I started talking to his chest based on Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Say to your mountain, be removed. Don't talk to God about your mountain, but talk to your mountain about God. Instead of asking God to do it as if you have no authority and power, take your power and recognize. Man, I wish to add the words to make this clear to you, but there is death and life in the power of your tongue. Your tongue is a powerful weapon if it's mixed with faith. The problem is we speak so many foolish, idle words, we don't even believe our words. But if you could understand this and retrain yourself, there is life in your words. Raising from the dead power in your words. And so I cut my hands over his chest and I spoke and I said, lungs, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed. I command all of this phlegm that's in his lungs to loosen and to come out of there now. And I blessed him and I cursed the pneumonia and said, you're dead. Cursed it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. I cursed the sickness, spoke life over him. And did you know while I was praying, he had to push me away because he started coughing. And he went and got a towel. And I mean, in 10 minutes, he coughed up all of this junk out of his lungs. And he was normal in 10 minutes' time. He had been dealing with that for 3 weeks. But there's power in your words if you believe it. The problem is we've confused our own heart. You stand there and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. And your heart thinks, is he kidding about this one the way he is about everything else? Is this like I'm going to be there at 7 o'clock and that means 7:30? What makes these words different than any other words? But you can get to a place where you believe the words you say. You don't say anything. You know, if you want me, if you want a compliment from me, you probably shouldn't come fishing for one. I've had women come up before and say, do you think this dress makes me look fat? They just shouldn't ask me things like that. I am at least kind enough to say, you know, that's really not my expertise. You don't want my opinion. But if they press, I'm like, oh, Honest Abe in that Geico commercial about, well, maybe... I'm not going to sit there and tell you a lie. Man, it confuses my heart. It says in Mark 11, 23, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. If you believe in the power of your words, they will come to pass. But if you don't believe in the power of your words, they won't come to pass. That's the only thing that keeps you from falling over dead when you say, oh, that tickled me to death. You didn't believe it. You were just speaking idle words, but it's still negative. You just spit out some seeds. You have a culture of death and negativism. When you say something like, if I wash my car, I know it'll rain. You know what you're saying? I'm not blessed. Nothing works right for me. If I wash my car, the day I wash my car, it'll rain. I'm cursed. When you say, nobody, you know, if anybody wins anything, it won't be me. I never win anything. I'm never the one that prospers. You know what you're doing? You're cursing yourself every time you do that. You need to get to a place where you start understanding the power of words and you start using your words to bless and curse not only other people, but bless yourself. Speak to yourself and say, body, you are healthy in the name of Jesus. Body, you function properly. Most people don't speak what they want to have. They speak what they have. But again, Mark 11:23 says, whosoever, that means in the Greek, it means whosoever. It means anybody in here, any person in here, whosoever shall say, that's talking about your words, with your mouth to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, there's words again, will come to pass, he will have whatsoever he saith. You got to believe that the words you speak come to pass. And every time you say something and don't bring it to pass, you are confusing your heart. You know, there's a woman that put out a book, something about who switched off my brain. And basically that book is saying that your body listens to your words. And if you have toxic thoughts that are expressed through toxic words, your body starts bringing those things to pass. And I forget the exact statistics, but in this thing, it's a scientific book, and it's talking about that your brain communicates with every cell in your body billions of times a day. There is constant communication going on. And when you start thinking and talking negative, it releases that negative thought and feeling throughout your entire body. You can start speaking that, man, I'm really tired. Boy, I feel bad. And you know what? Your body will go to shutting down and getting ready to rest. You can go talking about, man, I have pain everywhere. And your body will start searching and amplifying pain. Or you could start speaking life and saying, in the name of Jesus, I have it. Like again, that verse, Mark 11:23, it says you will have what you say. Most people are saying what they have when the Bible says you can have what you will say. So either speak what you have what you say. You can use your tongue to fight the devil. You can use your body to resist sickness and disease and poverty. And yet most people don't have this concept that I've talked about tonight, about the power of words, especially the power of God's word spoken over us. And so we hear these things, but we don't mix it with faith. And we just think that God's words are like our words. Maybe that only applies to some people. Maybe he didn't mean it today. Maybe it doesn't always work. But boy, when God has spoken a blessing over you, nothing can reverse it. Nothing from the devil. Nothing in the natural. You're the only one that can stop the blessing that has been spoken over you from coming to pass, and that's through your unbelief. But if you would get into the Word and begin to start understanding the power of a blessing, find the things that are written about you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. You go and you take these things. And if God spoke it over somebody, it says Abraham's blessings are ours. Galatians chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. So anything that Abraham was blessed with, I've got those blessings. That's not talking about things. I don't want his 4,000-year-old dead cattle and rotten tents. But I want that blessing, the divine favor of God that was spoken over him, to where anything that he touches is blessed. That you will have favor. You will be a blessing. Those things have been spoken over me because Abraham's blessings are mine. That the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through faith. Galatians 3:13. Man, you go to scriptures like this. You find this and you start speaking this. And you train yourself that I believe what I'm saying. I'm releasing life instead of death. And you start blessing people. You know, most people don't know what I'm doing, but when I pray over people, I do this. I speak and I say, body, you are healed. You are blessed. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Sickness, you are dead. I curse you, cancer. I command you to die. Proverbs 18:21, death and life. I use death against sickness and disease. And I use my tongue to speak that you're healed. Body, you are recovering. You know, sometimes I talked to one woman tonight who had arthritis. And she says, I've already understood. I believe. I don't really need you to pray. I'm believing that I've received. But you could tell that her hands were still gnarled. But she had faith. She was believing. And I told her, I said, you know what I believe happened? You got rid of arthritis. You got rid of the demon. You don't have arthritis. But now you got all of the effects that arthritis has done to you. And you, most people don't understand this. You not only need to drive out the sickness, but you need your body to recover from the damage that sickness did to you. It's like when Jesus rebuked the wind and then commanded the sea to be still. He rebuked the source of all of the agitation in the high waves, but then he didn't wait on things to just calm down naturally. He took his words and said, peace, be still, and boom, instantly the sea was still. You got to do both. You not only got to curse cancer and command it to die, but now cancer is eating up part of your body. Start using your tongue and bless your body and say, appetite, you are coming back. Man, I'm not toxic anymore. I am feeling well. You speak life over yourself. You go to blessing yourself. And when somebody says, how are you? Don't say, oh man, I thought a doctor told me I've got a 1 in 100% chance of living. Don't curse yourself with your tongue. Some of you, well, I'm just trying to be honest. Forgive me for being blunt, but that's just stupid. You got death and life in the power of your tongue. Why would you speak forth the negative? I'm not saying that you deny that it exists, but you just always speak forth the life. Don't emphasize the negative.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to receive God's best. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1072 for CD or R3215D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-164 titled The Blessing of God when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to check out our Charis Bible College online. This is a brand new ministry that we just started at the first of this year. And we now have classes where you can actually get some of the benefits of actually being in a class, because you have the interaction of your other students, you have monitors, facilitators that will interact with you, and you have a classroom type setting where you do have to keep pace with the class, but you can do it at any time during the day through the convenience of your home. It's a great way to get the Word of God in your heart. So we are bringing our Bible college to you. Now you have no excuse. Check it out. We have a thing on our website, awmi.net, or you can call 719-635-1111.